Josh Allen was like put on earth for this drive, most important drive of his life. 6 plays, 17 yards, turnover on downs.
Not good.
Yeah, the play, it's a hard catch. Kincaid could have made that catch on that fourth down.
Sure.
Allen missed a couple throws to get into a 4th and 5.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's really good. It's not like I don't like Josh Allen, but we have plenty of evidence that he's not going to get it done.
Right, yeah. No, he's...
The Bills aren't going to get it done.
Yeah.
Don't want to blame it all on him.
Right. But he is, you know, Charles Barkley, you know, who's a very, very good basketball player.
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Thursday, January 30th, a few days removed from the conference championship game. Super Bowl is about a week and a half away. Matt and I are planning the Super Bowl menu. Third year in a row, one of our teams is playing the Chiefs. First 2 years have not gone very well for us.
No, they have not.
So, third time's the charm, hopefully for you.
Let's hope so.
Hopefully for you.
Yeah, it's exciting to be there.
We're going to talk about the conference championship games the next week, do a Super Bowl preview. I'm sure a little of that will bleed in naturally, but we'll do a kind of a deep dive preview next week. Then the week after, do a recap. We're trying to milk football season as much as we can.
Oh, for sure.
Before it's gone.
Yeah, and then after we'll review the Super Bowl. We'll prepare for the draft. We'll do the Senior Bowl. We'll do a lot of stuff. There's the skill winning football stuff.
But for now, we'll do the ick of the week.
Yes.
Now, if you recall, the ick last week, I actually don't recall, I'm pulling it up. Last week's ick was ordering food at a restaurant.
Yeah, so I
Which we actually couldn't figure out what that even
was. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
Now, this week, this is one of the very few where we're both in the clear on.
Oh, nice.
Usually at least one of us is a culprit.
We have ordered at a restaurant before. Yes. So.
Being an only child.
Interesting.
Right off the bat, we were covered.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, right away.
Because we're twins. For you. You had like 15 minutes of grossing chicks out.
Yeah, and then for just
a
little bit.
To save you.
So yeah, that seems... I mean, I know people... There's some people who like... Like, if they won't be into astrology, but they'll very much be like, oh, you're an older child and I'm a third child, so this will never work or whatever it is. And
yeah.
So could be one of those people.
I consider myself an older child more than a middle child because our family, so me and Matt are twins, obviously.
Sure.
We're 3 years older than our little brother and sister who are twins.
Yes.
So technically I'm a middle child and our little brother is a middle child, but I view it as we're the older ones, they're the younger ones.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Although I feel like we're clearly older. It for them, like there's some sort of a weird mix of a middle and a youngest. Like they screwed up the family dynamics as far as that goes.
I'll tell you what, they had way laxed rules compared to us growing up.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that. I mean, I'm sure it's true.
Well, like when we were in a mission, like they were driving when they were like 15.
Yeah.
One time, my mom made me stop in the middle of the road because she was like, I don't remember what I was doing wrong. I don't think anything, but she's just so with us. It was like so like.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Mom is great. Terrible driving teacher.
Horrible.
Just too nervous.
About everything.
Just couldn't handle it.
And she was so stressed about girls. And then, like, apparently, our little brother's, like, going to concerts with his girlfriend. And I was like, well, that wouldn't have flown with us.
Yeah.
So, should we talk about football?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the Chiefs-Bills because, unless you're too brimming with excitement, talk about the Eagles.
I think we can get through a few minutes of Chiefs-Bills.
Well, my only thing, and I've been saying this really for like 2 years, but definitely like the entire season, and because everyone was like on Buffalo, like, oh, they're so great, Josh Allen's so good. Like, how did we all knew this was going to happen, right? Like, didn't everyone know this was going to be the outcome, that the Chiefs would win at home against Buffalo?
Yeah, it seems very predictable. Yeah, it's like, crazy that people didn't.
One in the last 5 years or whatever has shown us that this would not be the result.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know what to do. Like, it's like because Patrick Mahomes' stats aren't as good, they're acting like he's not the same play. Like, his numbers aren't worse because he's gotten worse. You know, like, they're just playing in a different way, and he doesn't have anybody to throw to, and Travis Kelce's a little bit older.
I truly don't understand the conspiracy for, like, I think it's, like, the eighth smallest market. Like, why is the NFL dead set on having those guys?
Yes, yeah. I don't get it. Like, the only ones that I've seen, like, oh, yeah, the rest should have called that, or, like, a couple of roughing the passers that got called on the Houston Texans, I thought they had reason to be upset about. But, like, also, two penalties should not lose you a game, so.
Yeah, there was a call that the Chiefs got called for pass interference, and the receiver scored, so it didn't matter. But, like, they called that I thought was, like, a horrible call.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff goes the other way, too.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not like the Patriots who are just actively cheating.
Josh Allen actually, it's either like the most pass roughing the passer calls or yards. Or I guess they're probably the same thing. But he has the most in the last like couple years.
Interesting.
Not Patrick Mahomes.
That kind of surprises. Like, do you think people are just trying to hit him harder because he's Josh Allen?
I don't know.
That's interesting. That surprised me because like with Shaq, the opposite happened.
Where he didn't get called for...
Like, right, because yeah. He's so big, like, it doesn't look like they're hitting him as hard as they are.
But, yeah, James Cook was on a podcast, and they were like, well, how frustrating is it? And he's like, well, I'm paraphrasing, but, like, you know, it shouldn't be in the ref's hands. You know, we just can't leave it up to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, that is it. That's the way, and I feel like that's been kind of one of the themes of this podcast for the last couple years, or not couple years, like this season. It's been like, if you want to win, be ahead by more than one score.
Yeah, it's your own fault. Yeah,
that's just the way that it is.
And like on the quarterback sneak with the bad spot, again, same thing, leaving it in the ref's hands, run a better play, get 2 yards.
Yeah.
Don't get half a yard.
Right.
Also, like the Chiefs knew that Josh Allen liked to go to the left.
Yeah.
So it's just a tendency, like, switch it up.
Right, for sure. Yeah, no, which is why, and I'm not going to talk about this too long, but the reason the tush push isn't banned, because Josh Allen, the biggest, you know, hardest to tackle quarterback in the NFL, can't do it.
He didn't do it.
So.
They got, I think, 3 times they got stuffed on quarterback sneaks, in right. quarterback sneak situations.
Yeah.
But yeah, the answers get 2 yards. Not, yeah.
For sure.
Or on the last drive, like Kyle Brandt, who, I you know, it was weird. When I started watching Good Morning Football, I loved Kyle Brandt, and I thought Peter Schrager was kind of whatever.
Uh-huh.
And now it's the opposite. Like, anything Peter Schrager says, I'm, like, dialed in on, and Kyle Brandt, I think, is just a little too theatrical.
Interesting.
Yeah. But he tweeted, like, Josh Allen was, like, put on earth for this drive, most important drive of his life. 6 plays, 17 yards. Turnover on downs.
Not good.
Yeah, the play, it's a hard catch. Kincaid could have made that catch on that fourth down.
Sure.
Allen missed a couple throws to get into a 4th and 5.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's really good. It's not like I don't like Josh Allen, but we have plenty of evidence that he's not going to get it done.
Right, yeah. No, he's...
But the Bills aren't going to get it done.
Yeah.
Don't want to blame it all on him.
Right. But he is, you know, Charles Barkley. You know, who's a very, very good basketball player.
He almost had he should have had 2 picks the first, like, 2 throws of the game. Yeah,
that's also true.
Yeah. So he got a little fortunate, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's not, if you would have thrown an interception in the first play game, that would have been crazy.
You know, Mike Renner pointed this out. When Trent McDuffie got drafted by the Chiefs, they traded ahead of the Bills who needed a cornerback.
Uh-huh.
And Trent McDuffie, who I was loved at Washington. Washington, underrated defensive backs. They just crank them out.
Yeah.
But he's 2-time All-Pro now.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills then drafted Kyer Elam, who Tony Romo was disgusted by his presence on the football field.
Oh, that's very frustrating. There was the other one, like the Bills. Oh yeah, the Bills traded the Chiefs to pick to get Xavier Worthy. Yeah. Like, why? If you were the Bills, you can't do business with the Chiefs.
It's just not gonna look good.
You can't.
It's just not gonna look good.
Especially like if you. you can trade up with the Chiefs. You can't let the Chiefs trade up to get somebody that they want. Like yeah. that's just so obvious. I can't believe that a GM would do that.
One thing I'm not proud of is I've been getting more and more snarky on Twitter, like responding to people and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw some Broncos fan tweeted like, I'm getting real Manning finally beats Brady vibes. And I was like, well, Mahomes is Manning and Brady because he has all the MVPs and all the Super Bowls.
Right.
And Josh Allen is like a better Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Who actually beat Tom Brady. So even that, like.
Yeah. I also feel like Manning beat Brady more than people remember.
Manning has a winning record in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Against Brady.
Right.
You know what's weird? As I saw Tom Brady's record against like every team and against the Colts, he was like 14-6 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But obviously Manning wasn't there for all of that.
Sure.
And yeah, in the playoffs, I think it's like 3-2 Manning has an edge there.
Interesting. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. So.
But yeah, there's no Manning Brady rivalry right now. It's Mahomes and then everybody else.
Uh huh.
Like Nick Wright, who's a huge Chiefs homer, but this is just an objective number. He was like, there's four trophies a player can win. The regular season MVP, Super Bowl MVP, conference championship, Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It was like Josh Allen has zero. Joe Burrow has like one. Lamar has two. And Patrick Mahomes has 13.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who I was trying to think about this, and we'll go back to the Chiefs. Who beat Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl?
Stafford.
The Rams. Stafford, the Rams, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the Chiefs.
I was cheering for the Bengals so hard.
Yeah, that would have been fun. He's so good. Like, we'll preview the Super Bowl next week, but I do have a feeling that if this Eagles roster that is as stacked as it is can't beat the Chiefs, I don't know that anybody's going to for the next 8 years.
Yeah. Now, the Eagles are very, I mean, speaking of the Rams, that was the hardest game, I think, for you guys. Part of that was Jake Elliott.
Yeah, part of that was Jake Elliott. But they are a good team, you know, that I know those all those huge rushing touchdowns make it seem like there's a problem with the run defense, which there clearly is, but Stafford, we both really like a lot.
Love Stafford.
We've got really good receivers. Kyron Williams is a good running back.
No, they've done a great job of team building, especially post, like, first round pick.
With all those lack of picks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I think Stafford still has some juice, so it'll be interesting to see, but they probably have to start getting some sort of succession plan.
Sure, yeah.
For Stafford. Mm-hmm. Now, Eagles-wise, it was funny. So we were watching this game at, for lack of a better term, our godmother's house in California. I never know how to explain who Shannon is.
Yeah, just a great lady.
Yeah. But the Commanders had like a 14-play drive that ended in a field goal, 2 fourth-down conversions, something like that.
I think it was 18 or 17.
It was something crazy.
Yeah.
And they kicked the field goal, and you turned to me and you said, well, if they're going to play like this, they're more likely to make a mistake sooner than us.
Right.
And then the next play, Philadelphia, Saquon scored on the first play.
Yes, he did.
And then the next drive, I think they had a fumble.
Yeah, they had a fumble.
And it just got out of hand real quick after that.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because they did. So the Eagles were up 14-3. Jaden Daniels got it up back to 12-14. And then he didn't get the ball back in that half, basically. And we scored two more touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, because there's the one you scored like too quick. Remember, these were like a minute 40 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And I turned to you, was like, that's too quick.
And then they fumbled on the kickoff.
Yeah.
And you scored another touchdown.
Uh huh.
And then you got the ball to start the second half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jaden Daniels didn't have a ball for like four drives.
Yeah. What a frustrating game for him. Doesn't have the ball those four drives, like you say. Three fumbles by three different people. So, no one. The interception at the end, I don't count because I feel like you just got to do it.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. Three fumbles that he has nothing to do with.
The concern that I think a lot of people had, and I know we had for the Eagles in that game specifically, was not Landon Dickerson, but who's the other guy?
Cam Jurgens.
Cam Jurgens, the starting center, was injured. Tyler Steen stepped in at right guard. Right guard?
Yes.
At guard.
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson moved over to center.
Steen was left guard. Mekhi Becton's right guard. Sorry.
Okay, Steen was left guard. I felt like the offensive line was – obviously you want Jurgens in there, but I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Steen a lot. I think he's more than capable, so.
Yeah. Probably be starting next year if Mekhi Becton's gone.
It will – yeah, if it feels like somebody's going to give him a lot of money.
Yeah.
They should. It'd be crazy if they don't.
A.J. Brown blocked – he had the ceiling block on the first touchdown run, which I'd love to see.
Well, I think he – on the first – he kind of did, but it was more Mailata pushed him into three or commanders.
He so had, a big block
he
on
did,
one
he
of
He did
them,
have
right?
a big block on one of them. Yeah. It wasn't the first one, but he's been a great blocker, which people, you know, are not talking about at all. But
I think because people say – and I think after the – what's the name of that book?
Inner Excellence.
I think that kind of deservedly he got a little crap for that. But, like, a receiver who blocks, that shows, like, they're in it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I saw people in Philadelphia after the game were on, like, street lamps, like, on top and, like, phone booths and stuff, like, reading Inner Excellence. Did you see that?
I did see that.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. So that was did you see that? Not to bring the mood down, did you see a guy fell off and died?
One of like the street lights?
One of the people on the light pole. Yeah, it was an 18-year-old Temple student.
Oh, 18?
Yeah. So, which is, you know, there's a so yeah, very sad, obviously. And the police didn't say whether they greased the poles or not, because I think they're trying to like not tell the Eagles fans what they are or not doing.
I saw some people doing that. I don't know if it was every poll.
Yeah, so it is. I mean, if you saw any of the videos of Broad Street, it's like I don't think I've seen that many people gathered, like maybe for a Super Bowl parade, but it was absolutely crazy. But yeah, hopefully people don't climb the light poles in a couple of weeks. Although it feels like they're going to win or lose.
Speaking of fans, did you see the Hard Rock Cafe thing from the Washington fans?
I did see that.
What a bunch of dorks.
I've got an update for you. So the guy who did the Hard Rock Cafe thing, if you weren't listening to it or aren't aware, there was a Commanders fan who, or a bunch of Commanders fan, I guess, went to the Hard Rock Cafe and were like, we're taking over Philadelphia.
It was like 20 or 30 of them.
Sure. Like, yeah. And everybody in Philadelphia was like, rightly, like, why would we be at the Hard Rock Cafe? So anyway, but that guy ended up having some sort of a tailgate for a cancer fundraiser kind of a thing. And so Eagles fans donated like $15,000 worth of donations of $55.23, which I like. I think that ends with everybody happy. Like, we're gonna help your charity, but we're going to remind you that we smoked you.
I'm still going to make fun of them, though.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Cancer research or
yeah,
whatever.
I think that's fair.
But yeah, he gave this huge speech about we're taking over and like, oh, there's going to be all the red in the stadium. And it's like, I didn't see like any red from
I didn't see very many.
I know there were fans there, but.
Right, yeah. I only saw videos like of people walking out, but there wasn't a crowd shot where I saw anybody
yeah.
in Commanders.
And
here.
It's like, Jane Daniels has no idea who you are, brother. You know? Yeah. Like, let's relax a little bit. He was so. And I guess it was all of them. It was like, oh, Philadelphia's not used to this. It's like, there was like 30 of them, tops.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was a, how did you feel Jalen Hurts played in this game?
I thought he played great.
Yeah. It was a good game. Oh, like people have been. But what I liked about it is that it was a good game, but it was still sticking to the game plan. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, it didn't feel like the Eagles went outside of their running the ball mentality. Although Saquon only had 15 carries. It was kind of – but it's weird. Like, it didn't feel like they were throwing the ball a lot, but Saquon also didn't have a ton of carries. But they also scored 7 rushing touchdowns. And so, yeah, 20% of the time Saquon got the ball, he scored a touchdown.
That's insane. I think it was Bill Belichick. I might be wrong on this, but this was in reference to NFL like scouting, but I think it applies to Jalen Hurts. I think it was Belichick. He's like, I want to know what a guy can do, not what he can't do. And I think we're so focused on what Jalen Hurts can't do. There are some things that he just does like at extremely high level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where it doesn't matter. Like, maybe he's not as good of a passer as, like, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter. He does what he does well. He does so well.
Well, the fact that you can get 92% of fourth and ones with a tush push that no other quarterback in the NFL can totally changes your offense. And the way that you call plays and what you're going to do on third down and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that has value. You know, he had a couple of big runs. You know, one of his rushing touchdowns was not a tush push this time, and it was a pretty big one, 44 yards against the Rams. You know, so his running really, really does matter. And also, I loved seeing him look mobile in this game. I thought that was a really good sign.
He did look more. Do you think there were some injuries last year? Because he does look better than last year.
He was definitely injured last year, and nobody talked about it. And that's kind of the guy, which I'm sure is frustrating to him, but he was just the guy that's, like, not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, no, but there were I think, two or three different kind of nagging things that were limiting him.
Without knowing anyone personally, I feel like he'd be my number one pick for, like, A, someone I'd, like, want to date my daughter, and B, like, want to be, like, the captain of the team.
Yeah.
You know?
Although it's weird, they did this, the Eagles will do these mic'd up things with their players, and then you can see what they say. And they did one with Jalen Hurts, but he didn't say anything. Like, the whole video, so there's other people around Jalen Hurts. It's so weird.
He does seem like a very, like a quiet, confident, like, he just is going to do his job, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
it is, I still have no idea what his and Nick Sirianni's relationship is. Some days I think it's great, and some days I think that they really don't like each other.
I'm still out on Sirianni as a coach, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, after the end of last year.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean,
like, that can't be anything but the head coach. Like, that big of a collapse.
Yeah, right. Well, and, like, and this is something that Saquon is not getting credit for, but the way that he celebrates and the way that he talks to people on the sidelines, obviously he's getting the ball a lot, so he's going to be happy. But I really do think that he's changed the mentality of the team to be, like, a team first thing.
Yeah.
And to see him do it in the way that he talks to everybody.
Well, you look at the additions, I mean, Saquon is great. I loved it against the Rams when he was, like, hitting his helmet when he was going in the end zone.
That was so – nobody has ever had more fun than Saquon Barkley this season.
He literally is like 0-4 Reggie Bush. Like, you watch him, and, like, it's a different speed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely – and doing it in the NFL is just so nuts.
I saw, like, some highlight video. Like, someone did an edit of, like, the New York Giants front office, those clips, and they're like, are you sure no one's going to pay? and it transitioned from that to Saquon de-cleating a guy, like running through a Giants defender.
There was the one came up where the owner's like what's going on with Saquon? And what I really noticed this time is that the GM is like, he feels confident, but you can also tell that, like, the owner hates what I'm saying, so I'm trying to sound confident on purpose.
Yeah.
But I, like, you could also tell he knew it wasn't working.
Yeah, when John Mara was like, if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'm going to be sick.
the other one is when the GM is talking to his sons, and he's like, who should I draft? And his 12-year-old son is like, trade up and get Jaden Daniels. You only get this job one time. And it's just like, nobody is ever going to do Hard Knocks offseason ever again.
Like, the Giants could not have looked worse.
No, it just looks absolutely terrible. They cut Daniel Jones. Like, yeah, it just looked awful.
Yeah, and yeah, it's like, are we sure no one's going to pay Saquon? I love that. Because I'm sure that guy's just, like, the lowest guy in the room, so he doesn't want to actually say anything.
Yes, and it's like, he's thinking, everybody is crazy except for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, I thought Joe Sheehan was going to do really well, but I just can't be on board with, like, basically any decision.
Yeah. Well, the reason that they didn't keep Saquon is functionally who they got. If you look at their transaction, what they wanted to do is they got they signed Drew Lock to be their backup quarterback. And then when they cut Daniel Jones, they didn't start Drew Lock.
And also signing Drew Lock as a free agent cost them a compensatory draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost Saquon and didn't even get a draft pick for it.
No. So that's just, yeah, what a crazy mismanaged thing. So.
Also, they should go back to having Giants on the helmet, not the NY.
That does look
the
better.
Giants with the, like, what Lawrence Taylor had is cooler.
Yeah, that's cool. Will Shipley, I want to make sure we get to it before I don't forget.
My guy.
Okay, well, what is up with your man that he is an NFL running back and he can't go 80 yards without running out of gas?
He hasn't played all year. He probably doesn't get any practice reps either.
Go, well, then go do some running. Stay ready, man. Come on, you see Saquon do it all, though. You know if you get in, you might get one of those holes. That's how good the offensive line is.
He was so tired.
It's crazy. I'm glad he ended up scoring. And then Saquon was more pumped than anybody, which was great.
Yeah, Saquon's great. Yeah, if you look at the Eagles, they added Saquon Barkley, they added Quinyon Mitchell, they added Cooper DeJean. So 40% of the secondary got an immediate boost there. They added Mekhi Becton, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. They added Zach Bond. What an offseason. I think we talked about this before, but just
right.
Hits all around.
Like, maybe it's hard to imagine a better offseason ever.
Yeah.
Like, every and like you said, with Jalen Carter and N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith, it wasn't just free agents. It's like the people they had got better.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Although I will say, I've been thinking about, like, on NFL Live, they showed the last three drafts or the last four drafts and how all 12 of the people they picked with their first three picks are essentially making really big contributions. And, like, obviously Howie Roseman is great, but Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, of those four, I think all of them, it feels like we're, like, I couldn't believe that they fell to us. Like, they feel like as much mistakes for the rest of the NFL as they do for good for Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy that, like, Jalen obviously had an off-field issue. But those other guys.
Quinyon Mitchell at 20, I believe.
21.
21. Nolan Smith at 31.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean, who you were sure was going to go in the first round.
I thought he was the best defensive back in the draft.
Yeah.
So, because when you drafted, and he was at 40. We've talked about this before. You drafted Quinyon Mitchell. I was like, I think you should have gone Cooper DeJean. But Quinyon Mitchell is really good, really physical. And then you also got Cooper to cheat.
Just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Other than he was white, I don't get why he wasn't. I would have picked, I don't have like my rankings, but I would have picked Cooper DeJean in the top 10.
Yeah.
And been fine with it.
Now, I will say, he's had a great year. Quinyon's been better in coverage, I think.
Well, I think we knew that going in. Like, yeah. I think what makes Cooper special is the versatility.
Yeah.
If you wanted, like, we only want and need an outside corner, then I think it's fair to go Mitchell.
Which I think is what Howie was thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, after seeing how Avonte Maddox did the first four games of the season, you know, maybe going Cooper would have been
more important. I just like Cooper because he's an incredible athlete and he can...
He's punt returning for us.
That's the thing. He does punt returning. Yeah. Like, he can do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I do think... Again, he can play outside corner. Quinyon Mitchell's probably better, but I think the versatility, if you can put him there, you can put him in the slot. I honestly think he could play linebacker if you needed him to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, well, the way that he breaks up those screen passes is very linebacker. You know, tackling that guy with Zach Bond to force the fumble. Yeah, no, I agree. I think he could play linebacker if he wanted to.
Yeah, so I think he just – I love versatility and athleticism, and he does that. But, again, Mitchell's also a great player. And cornerback, I feel like maybe linebacker, but I would think corner is like the toughest position for a rookie. And Mitchell's done really well, even just for a regular NFL player.
Better than anybody could have expected.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Giving up maybe one touchdown the entire year.
I'm fascinated. We'll try to save the preview for next week, but I'm fascinated by the game. I think it's going to be really – I hope it's going to be a really fun game. I think it will be a close game.
There are a lot of talking points. We'll get into it next week. I think the person that I'm most worried about is Steve Spagnuolo. And you'll have to tune in next week to hear us talk about that. But does that seem reasonable to you? I mean, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, outside of that, I just think what he did to the Bills and the way he disguises his blitzes, I think that's...
What he did to the Niners last year. Yeah. Brock Purdy, I think it was fourth down. I think it was third down, though. Like, Brock just had someone in his face within a second of getting the ball.
Right, yeah.
Part of that's our offensive line sucked, but...
Yeah. So, and us, you know, we have a good offensive line. You know, I've seen us miss some blitz coverages this year. And so, even if they play great, you know, like, they're just going to have a couple of those where they just get through immediately because he's that good of a coach.
Yeah.
And that good at disguising coverages, so...
It's going to be fun.
Football wise, there's a lot to love about the matchup and the ways that these two teams kind of fit against each other.
Going to be fun. Can't wait. Ready for the top five?
Yeah, I am.
This is the top five receiving yard career. Excuse me. Yeah, career receiving yards in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
I was going to do career receptions in the Super Bowl, but in like a Super Bowl game, but James White is number one with 14. I was like, there's zero chance with that.
Wait, 14 receptions?
Yeah. Oh, in that game against the Falcons, they had 14 receptions.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wouldn't be getting that.
Yeah. This one, there's one where you're going to need a hint.
Yeah.
Just because it's older.
Sure. Older player. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jerry Rice has to be on here.
He's number one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Patriots on just like the general list, not the top five necessarily.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Well, I was, you know, thinking like that. I know there's a Patriot, but I don't know. Like, I don't know from the first three Super Bowls that run as well. I feel like Gronk has a good chance to be on. Well, I don't know. Edelman was an MVP though. Let's just say Gronk.
Gronk's number two.
Is Edelman in the top five?
He's number five, yeah.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
So you need three and four. One's a current player.
Okay.
One is not a current player. I can give you more. If you want.
A current player. Oh, Travis Kelce.
He's number four.
Yeah.
So you got three guesses on this one.
Yeah, Travis Kelce's – look up Travis Kelce's playoff stats. They're really incredible. So let me guess – just so a not current player who would be on there.
Once I tell you or once you get it, you'll be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, but it's just not something that you're like commonly thinking of.
Yeah, let me take one.
Think of teams that have won a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's Michael Irvin?
No, he's number 10.
Okay. I'm trying to so I clearly know this player, so it's not like one of those. It's not like a Steelers guy. I feel like it's not going to be a 49ers guy. If it's not Michael Irvin, it's not a Cowboys guy.
Do you not know any Steelers guys?
I mean, not that played with Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, well, he played with Terry Bradshaw.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, there's zero. The guy who caught the immaculate reception.
No, that's not. Okay. It's not the fallback. No.
Yeah.
Do you always want me to tell you name?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
You know Lynn Swann.
I don't think I do.
You don't? Oh.
I thought you'd know
Lynn Swann.
Yeah, no, I don't.
He's number three.
Yeah.
He's actually tied with Gronk for a second. He was the AD at USC for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the only thing I was thinking is like, he wouldn't expect me to know Lynn Swann, so it's not going to be one of those guys.
Well, no, he said Pitts is not a Pittsburgh guy, and I was like, well, it kind of is a Pittsburgh guy. So I figured instead of letting you try to go down a rabbit hole, if you like,
yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Well, there weren't any other – I was lost because I was like, well, those are the teams that it would be, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be one of them. So
yeah, it was Lynn Swann. Listen to this. So
it does – now that we've said it a few times, it sounds familiar. Maybe that's just because – I'm in a situation where I feel like I am supposed to know it.
But. Yeah. Listen to these Patriots. So Deion Branch is 7. Danny Amendola is 8. Both ahead of Michael Irvin. Wes Welker is 11.
And these are reception yards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Hogan is 18 ahead of Tyreek Hill.
Lacrosse star Chris Hogan?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's Tom Brady, man. I saw J.J. Watt on the Pat McAfee show. 7 out of the last 10 Super Bowls have been won by Brady or Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, Mahomes is 2nd in essentially every quarterback category in, I don't know if it was the playoffs or just the Super Bowl I was looking at. It's probably both. But he's not even halfway to Brady. Like, the amount of Super Bowls that dude went to is crazy. And that's won.
6 for 9, right? Seven for ten. That's 10? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because he lost to Giants twice and Eagles once.
10? Playing 10 Super Bowls?
We didn't mention this. Brandon Graham returned to practice today.
Oh.
So be,
well, that's good.
Yeah, like if he played 5 snaps in the Super Bowl, I think that's a win.
Yeah. Well, just 5 really good ones.
Because he was our best pass rusher.
Yeah.
So...
I think it'll be a fun game. I think, yeah, the Philly defense versus Kansas City offense, I think it'll be fun as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So that'll be good. That'll be good. We'll also share what we're making next week. Appreciate everybody listening. I got to remember to do this earlier, but I feel like we're here.
Yeah.
5 stars, subscribe, all that good stuff. We'll talk to you guys next week.